Of course, we feel the lash of Calvary. Of course, we feel the thorns. And of course, we feel the anguish. But if you lift the dark blanket away, you will see something more than that. You will see not only the rejection of Christ by the sinners of the world, but you'll see Christ rejected by the Father because he was made sin for us. Oh, the wonder of it, that he who was his Father's lovely Son, in whom God the Father said, in whom I am well pleased. And yet this well-pleasing Son became the target and the awful affliction of that target in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them. He has spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are reed and came up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden under foot all my mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. Against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in a wine press. For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy prevaileth. Zion spreadeth forth her hands. There is none to comfort her. The Lord hath commanded concerning Jacob that his adversaries should be round about him. Jerusalem is as a menstruous woman among them. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? May we not pass him by today, but may we fall at his feet and give ourselves entirely unto him for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads and we'll ask our clerk of session to read us in the prayer of thanksgiving for the bread.